The McKinsey Group did a study a number of years ago on where managers got their best ideas. And they found that invariably it was not popping blood vessels at the desk. It was, that's the worst thing you can do. It was out running, playing tennis, times when their mind was at rest. And you think, well, yeah, that makes sense, but why? Well, here's a clue. We have the left side of the brain that is associated with the logical taskmaster side of our beings here, always squelching the right side, the creative side. Well, it so happens that physical movement keeps the left side preoccupied. So once, for once, all that busyness is foisted on the left side of the brain, and then the right side is free to wander. So that's why you get ideas in the shower. More vigorous soaping, the more ideas, you know? When you're driving, right? Maybe four-wheel is better for that. But these days, no, probably not with gas prices. Walking is fantastic. I use it all the time. Nietzsche said that he never got a good idea he didn't get out walking. Usually within 10 to 12 blocks, I'm unblocked. I see the bigger picture. I'm not stuck down there in that minutia anymore. So physical movement creates energy, and it inspires us because our right side is liberated for once. Breaks of all kinds increase performance. This is one of the great unknowns here of the working world. Breaks, studies have shown, from 10 seconds on assembly lines to 10 minutes to 20 minutes to vacations. Your performance goes up when you return to the job.